I try to be as obedient as I can, but I'm struggling. And that struggle is going to be with me till He takes me home. And then I know the struggle's over. Amen? But till we're here, He's with us. He loves us. He prompts us. He chides us. And He disciplines us when we need it. But more than that, He loves us constantly. And that's what I hold on to, His love and His mercy and His grace. And regardless about anybody else, I know He will always love me in spite of myself. Amen? And it's for everybody here. It's not exclusively with me. We're going to be talking about that tonight. And the title of my message is Unity with Diversity. And Unity with Diversity. And before you get all upset and overwhelmed, it's within the body of believers. Okay? It's not, what's that slogan on the bumper sticker? Coexist. Yeah, it's got nothing to do with that. It's hard enough coexisting with one another, right? Amen. So let's go to prayer. Father, we just thank You and praise You. You are a holy and merciful God. You are a loving God. You are an all-powerful God. You're all-knowing. And we thank You, Father, with all of that You are, all those attributes, You still look at us and embrace us and love us and care for us. So, Father, tonight I ask You to look beyond our sins and our faults and forgive us. There are many. And You will speak to our hearts through Your Word as Your Holy Spirit prompts us on each word that is spoken, Your Word, not mine. So, Father, we ask this in the name of Jesus, and Your Savior and our Christ. And everybody said, amen. All right, Ephesians 4, 7 through 16. To each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. His gift, His grace, it's all Him and Him alone, working in the lives of us that truly are born again. The world is full of Christians, but the born again believers are very, very few in comparison. And you must always remember that the love that we give to others, it has to be initiated through the power of the Holy Spirit that's living within us. Because if we give them our love, that is a tainted love, and it's not a pure love. His love is pure. So as we are open to the Holy Spirit speaking to us and guiding us and filling us with His love, then we can transfer that love, because that's a pure love. That's His love. And for some people, it's harder than others, and I know that because I'm living proof of it. There is times that I could just reach out and hug everybody and kiss everybody, and there's other times I can swing back and put the fist up. But it's His grace, and it has to be His grace. It can't be. We have no grace, none whatsoever. And half the time we don't even know what the word means. But with the power of the Holy Spirit that lives within us, that grace will manifest if we will yield to His leading and His love and His guidance. You always have to remember, it's Him leading us and guiding us, His grace. And we all have abilities that God has given to each and every one of us to benefit the body. Amen? And as the body grows and we reach out to one another, then we can truly reach out to others in the love that is manifesting within us as we love one another. We all have ability. Nobody's left out. Everybody in this room, everybody that comes through that door, if they're born again, they have an ability that God has given them that they can use for the edification of the body, to build up the body. We're to build up one another. We're to share with one another. We're to love one another. We're to chide one another when it's needed. Amen? Each and every one in this building tonight has a ministry to one another in one form or another. In one form or another, we can pray for one another. And you know, if you're sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit by the grace that Christ has given us, He will give you the insight that if I walk through that door and I have a bad day, one of you is going to know that, and one of you is going to pray for me. Amen? He's proven it over and over and over again, hasn't He, Gary? And at times we don't even know it. But there's not a day that goes by that not one of us need prayer for something, something that happened in their life, or something that's going to happen. And it's by His grace working in our lives, we will know in advance for somebody, not everybody, but everybody has the infilling of the Holy Spirit that's born again, and then His grace will work through that individual by the power of the Holy Spirit speaking to that person's heart. Amen? So all of us have certain abilities that God's given us, and it's for the benefit of the church. And if you go to this, I'm going to leave this one for last, but go to, what is it, 1 Corinthians 12, I think. I'm just going to read 7 through 11. You got it? 1 Corinthians 12, 7 through 11. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one of us for the profit of just a few, right? No, it's for all. And this is God's Word. And if it's God's Word, we should be listening to it and saying, Lord, what are you saying to me through here? We are a body, right? But we're still individuals. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. As He wills. And everybody in this building is given a gift according to His will. And He will use that person with that particular gift for the edification of the body, to build up the body, to strengthen the body according to His will. Amen? Is there any disagreement there? If there was, I wouldn't listen to you anyway. So, all of us here, we have the ability, the God-given ability. We have certain individual abilities that we have. Like, Chrissy could probably run a lot faster than me. You know, you understand what I'm saying? These abilities that we're born with and we cultivate and so on and so forth. But I'm talking about the abilities, the spiritual abilities that God has given to everyone in this fellowship that's born again. So they're all there. And it's not for us. It's for, I'm going to rephrase it. It's not for me. It's for us. It's not just for her. It's for all of us to build up one another, to build up the body of the church. Amen. We have that oneness in Christ, but yet we're still individuals with personalities. And we're all growing in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some faster than others, some slower than others, because there's disabilities with all of us in our growth. No matter how macho we are, we still have those disabilities. But God's working on them. Amen? And verse 8, therefore, He says, when He ascended on high, He led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. And probably everybody knows that's out of Psalm 68. Right? But I think in different commentaries I read it, Paul's actually just saying this to emphasize what Christ did with His death and His resurrection, where He went and preached to those in captivity and shared with them. And then He raised those that were died in the Old Testament and brought them up to be with glory in Him. That's the way I read it. He ascended on high, He led captivity, and He gave gifts to men. He is the gift giver. And He gives as He sees fit, as He's willing to each and every one that is willing to be used by Him. Amen? You have to be willing. I've been inundated with attacks for weeks now. For weeks, saying there is no way you will get up there and speak. No way. And if I would have listened, I wouldn't be up here. Because I'm not speaking to you. I'm bringing a word, but that word is His word. It's not my word. I can give you my opinions, and if I do, please disregard them. But it's His word that you have to hear. It's His word that you yield to, and you yearn for more of Him in your life. But that only comes by the word, His word, the living Logos. So regardless of what He says to me, I listen to the Master. And the Master is the one. He told me, if I'm faithful to speak His word, then He will make sure what's supposed to be said and not what I think should be or shouldn't be said. Amen? So I don't know if anybody else has that problem, but I know each and every time that I'm going to come up here that I get inundated constantly with that message. There's no way you can get up there and speak, not with the way you live your life. But He's living His life in me, and it's by His grace and His mercy, and I hope His Spirit is speaking through me. Amen? Now this, He ascended, what does it mean? But He also first descended into the lower parts of the earth, and He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that He might fill all things. Now, do I have to interpret that, or is God explaining this to you? He is the one that descended into the earth, and He is the one that He ascended. Amen? He came down first, what? As a baby? Amen? He came as a baby. He lived that life. He grew in the grace and knowledge of the Father. Amen? And He was full with the Holy Spirit. And He allowed Himself to be crucified. And then He was put in that tomb. And then He arose again from that tomb. Amen? And I'm waiting for the sound of the trumpet. The sound of the trumpet. That's what I'm looking for. And I know within my spirit, it's not that far away. And please, brothers and sisters, remember that it has to be Him speaking to us, not people, but His Word, the Holy Spirit, and we are close. All we have to do is look around and see what's going on. All over. And put an urgency in you to make sure, Lord, I want to make sure that Your faith is infusing me. Not somebody else's, not my faith. Your faith infuse me to that 100th degree that I know with a shadow of a doubt that when that trumpet goes, I'm gone. Amen? He fills all things. Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. And He put all things under His feet and gave Him to be head over all things to the church. He is the one. There's teachings out there that said that Jesus Christ, He was in the grave for 3 days, suffering and fighting with Satan, and He was born again in the grave. Now, how many of you would buy into that? Anybody buy into something like that? Lots of people do. Lots of people do. They're still buying into it today. But what does the Word say? He received the victory. The Word says that. His Word. His Holy Spirit teaches us. And there is no reason in the world by anybody, especially this group here tonight, born-again believers, would buy into anything like that. It's ludicrous. I'm not getting into politics. Verse 11, and He Himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Can it be any plainer than that? It can't be any. It's for the body. It's for the edification, for the building up of the body, for the service of the Lord. Not for one person individually. Pastors, teachers, not to be totalitarians, not to be this ecclesiastic hierarchy, but we're all one in Christ. We're individuals, and He has raised us up to edify one another, to build one another up. And how do we build one another up? With God's Word, with being with one another. And our main focus is the Lord Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit living within us. That's how we get built up. That's how we build up one another. By sharing what Christ has done in our lives with one another. As we build up one another in the faith, then we can share with those outside the doors with a confidence that we know without a shadow of a doubt that the Holy Spirit is working within us and guiding us and leading us His way, not our way. If we stay within the confines of the Word, we will never have to worry. A good friend of mine, a very smart man, told me just a few weeks ago that all the words that he never said, he doesn't have to eat. Did you ever hear that one before? But if we use God's Word, God will do the work. Amen? It has to be Him. I may get through this tonight. Till we all come to the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, how many of you ever have a problem with the perfect man? Did you look up the word perfect, what it means? Mature. Mature. You're growing in the knowledge and the grace. Am I lost it? Thank you. I don't know what I'd do without him. Mature. We'll never be perfect. I don't know about the rest of you. But I want to get mature. You figure by 78 I would be, but no, I'm not. I'm still growing. A lot of times I'm crawling. Yeah. But we'll never be perfect, but we can become mature in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the knowledge of what God wants for each and every one of us, as each and every one of us minister. So as we grow, as we mature in this, in His Word, then we can be a benefit to one another, and the body builds up. But yet we're still individuals. We all have our own special personalities. And like me or not, it doesn't matter. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I know I rub people the wrong way sometimes. I do. Ask Arlene. But God checks me and tells me when I do these things. And that's why I know I'm walking in the path He wants me to, because, like I say, I've gone through some stuff in these past couple of weeks, but I know that the Lord is with me and guiding me and showing me what I have to do, allowing Him, not me, because if I'm going to do it on my own, I'm a hypocrite. Okay? Because there's certain things I don't want to do. All right? Now, I'm probably the only one here like that. But He has to do it in my life because of my baggage. All right? Some of you don't have any baggage. Some have more than others. You know, you can leave so much behind, but there's still that little trailing. Do you ever see that lady on TV who's got to go to the bathroom? That guy's always pulling on her, wanting her to go to the bathroom. It's the same thing a lot of times. The things from our past that will try to grab a hold of us again. Now, I know, because I've been around you guys, and I know most of you pretty good, but I've known some people from some other fellowships that really some hard-nosed people with a lot of baggage. But I see how God changes them when you're willing to be changed, and He can. And He helps with that, get rid of that baggage. And that's the purpose of the Holy Spirit. It's not me to get rid of your baggage. It's the Holy Spirit to get rid of yours and mine. We are to pray for one another when we see that baggage. Because we can't get rid of that baggage. He has to. It's His power. It's not our power. We can try, but that's where that rubbing comes the wrong way. All right? You can't get rid of mine, I can't get rid of yours. We pray for one another, amen? I don't think I can get any more plainer than that. Till we all come to the unity of the faith. Colossians 2, 2 and 3. I believe that's what it is. That their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both the Father and of Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. His wisdom, His knowledge. His wisdom, His knowledge. I got enough of my own knowledge that gets me into enough trouble. I want His wisdom. I want His knowledge guiding me. Then I know, without a shadow of a doubt, that He's doing the work. He's changing the lives. They're listening to Him and not to me. I touched on the perfect man, but I want to read the scripture, Philippians 3:15. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal it even to you. God will reveal it if it's not, if you're honest. And how can you be anything but honest? Because He knows our thoughts. We can try to get away with it for a while, but sooner or later, you're going to get heavier and heavier and heavier and heavier and heavier till you truly submit. I'm wrong, Lord. I'm wrong. Continue to show me where I go wrong. Colossians 1:24-28. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of His body, which is the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now have been revealed to His saints. To them God called, willing to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Jesus Christ. Amen? Perfect in Jesus Christ. Mature. We will be perfect on the day He takes us home, and not until, but we can grow in maturity and grace and knowledge. Amen? And 14, if I get back there. 14. That we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceit plotting. Stability. We have to be stable in God's Word. And how do we become stable? By reading the Word. By communion. By prayer. Romans 16:17-18. And this is a lot of times where I fall short. And God takes me back and takes me back. Romans 16:17-18. Now I urge you, brethren, note these who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you've learned, and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. To have stability, we have to have the fullness of the Lord in our lives by the power of the Holy Spirit. But yet still, there's things that come into our lives that cause a little wavering every now and then. And if you have a problem in a certain area, or if you have a problem with me, maybe the best thing to do is to be back off from that situation for a while till the stability comes back and things work out. Because we all have little buttons that can be pushed. And the enemy that's alive and well in Green Valley sometimes knows those particular buttons to push. So that's where the wisdom of God comes into our lives. If you're having a problem, back off. Pray about it. Let Him take care of the problem. Don't try. Because sometimes the more you're involved in a certain area, the more times, further you'll get into a little bit of trouble. And I'm learning that as I get older. It's taken me quite a while. But I have to let God oftentimes intervene, and I have to back off. Amen? And I believe it's His wisdom. I hope it is. I'm going to have to rely on Him. So we have to have that stability in our lives. Verse 15. But speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things unto Him who is the head, Christ. Integrity. We have to have the integrity, and He will infuse that into us again in Ephesians 1:22. And He put all things under His feet and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills in all. I like what this note says in this study Bible. It says, the primary thrust of this letter is to show the church as the present physical presence of Christ. The church is to be filled with Him by the Holy Spirit and assigned by the Lord Jesus to represent Him to society, to minister His life, love, and power. His life, love, and power. The integrity of the Lord working in our lives. And then the world will see integrity, but His integrity. We will stand by. All right. Christ came and He fulfilled the law, didn't He? Didn't He? He fulfilled the whole law, right? But we still walk and obey the moral law of God, don't we? Do we do it in our own strength? No. But the world will see that we don't go out and get drunk. We don't go out and do all these things. Why? Because the integrity of the Lord Jesus Christ is motivating us by the power of the Holy Spirit that lives within us. Amen? They will see that. They have to see. They have to see a difference in us. That's why He said, come out from amongst them and be ye separated. And how can they see a difference in us if we're doing the same things these are, only we're doing it in the name of Jesus? I think I'm going to be the only one that says amen. But that doesn't matter. Because I believe in my heart, we are to be different. We are to be different. And if I'm doing everything they're doing, I'm no different other than I've got Jesus. This is the whole theme of this message, I think, tonight. Verse 16. From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying itself in love. Romans 12:4. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function. Is that right? Let me read it again, because I'm going to close with one more, and that's going to be Colossians 2:19. But first of all, let me read it again. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function. Then Colossians 2:19. And not holding fast to the head, from whom all the body, nourished and knit together by joints and ligaments, grows with the increase that is from God. Remember Romans 12:4? We're one. Amen? We're one in Christ, yet we're one. We're individuals. All right? So, we have unity with diversity. The unity will come. We're still going to be different, but we're going to be in unity with Him. We have differences. Some are stronger in some areas than others. Because I think in Corinthians 12, 22 through 27, I'll just read it. You can. 12, 22 through 27. Okay, 22. Not much, rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor. And our unpresentable parts have greater modesty. But our presentable parts have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it, or if one member is honored, all members with it. Now, you are the body of Christ and members individually. Unity with diversity. Amen.